We've got him on the line. You can check him out at bobzanny.com, and he's currently you're currently on tour, aren't you?
I'm in Los Angeles sitting around in my underwear.
Oh, now you're back home. Now you're not off. Okay, well.
No, I was actually in Houston, Texas, where I saw somebody from the show.
That's
somebody came by and said hello.
Yeah, man, how'd you like that? My
little
surprise.
Somebody wasn't bright enough to say, can I get some comps?
Well, I wasn't gonna, I wanted to surprise you, Bob.
He wanted to surprise you. He found out you were there, and we were talking about it last week, and he was like, I'm going to surprise him. So.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, again, if I was on a door deal, I'd want you to buy.
Oh, I was trying to make it look good for you, though.
I know. You're a nice man.
That's why I brought some friends there, you know.
And then you got the T-shirt out of it, so it all worked out.
Yeah, my dad says thank you, by the way.
No, your dad's a good man, and I'm sorry that you've disappointed him. I'm tanking. You know, I'm just kidding. You must hear that all the time.
Yes.
What? Either what? That he's disappointing somebody, or that
I don't know.
You're
but
kidding.
I think Tank had a different review of my Texas show versus my Palm Springs show, right?
Why do you say that?
I don't know. He just said it was a little different.
No, I thought it was hilarious.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Let's get to it. Time for the Zane Report, Jace. Of course, brought to you by BobZany.com. This month, we'll be donating a portion of the proceeds of all sales to the MDA. I'll be part of the Jerry Lewis Labor Day telethon, of course, on Labor Day for the 15th year in a row. We got some great gift ideas. We got the Eat Salmon, the Other Pink Meat T-shirt. We'll be getting a testimonial along with a picture from Tank's dad. I would hope. Can't we get that, Tank?
I think so.
I would love a picture of your dad in the shirt with a testimonial how it's changed his life since he's gotten the shirt.
Done. I'll have it to you by the end of the week, Bob.
And a quote, a lady who came up to me after the show in Texas and said, This isn't for lesbians, is it? I said, no, everybody wears it. Everyone seems to be happy. Let's get up to it. First up, I saw the traveling pants, not the movie, but John Edwards discussing his campaign stops. Hey, Senator Obama's website says you can sign up for a text message and he'll tell you who he chooses as a running mate. You know, I signed up something similar at John McCain's website. I'll get a text message when he learns how to send one. Hey, speaking of presidential candidates, Paris Hilton is working with comic book legend Stan Lee to create her own superhero based on her. Yeah, the character is tentatively entitled Wonder Why You're Famous, Woman. Wonder why you're famous, woman. Hey, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is promoting her new book about her life. When asked why now, she said she wanted to capitalize on the 9% approval rating of Congress.
Oh!
According to Amazon, it's number 1,185 with a blank. Not a bullet, a blank.
A blank.
Dayline Acapulco, a Mexican woman said she fought off a 500-pound lion with a machete who invaded her area. Animal activists denounced the woman's attack on the undocumented lion, saying he was just trying to feed his family. And finally, Dayline Austin, Texas, 26 cheerleaders got stuck in an elevator at a summer camp. Officials said there was nothing wrong with the elevator, according to one basketball player. He said it's really hard to get that many cheerleaders all go down at once.
Oh!
That one took a while, huh? There you have it. Another exciting edition of the Zane Report, an exclusive feature on the Jace Edwards program. Now, sending out scouts to shows across the country of mine.
That's right.
Making sure that I'm funny so I can stay on the air and they can keep on not paying me. With the promise of a date at the Improv when they reopen. We don't got any say in that, Bob. You want to play a fair? Can you guess people's rates? Until next week, this is Bob Zany for every bitter comic out there saying, hey, it's another call-in.
You rock, Bob.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Later, Bob.